Welcome back to the News Hour. It is a Friday afternoon, and because it's Friday afternoon, we get to talk with Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines about all the cool stuff going on in the metro this week and beyond. Hey, welcome back to the News Hour.
Hello, how is it going?
It's going okay, you know, Friday afternoon, everybody's kind of getting ready to, well, everybody's already on the weekend shift.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, lots going on this weekend, though. Mm-hmm. It is a fabulous week, like, and not just normal events, like exciting new opportunities. Mm. Yes, yes, so I'm pretty excited. Well, the first thing, you know, the reason why I'm a little dressed up today is the Science Center's annual fundraising event. This is very cool. They do it every year. It's their silent auction. Yeah. You know me and Josh, we get in a little bit of trouble with the silent auctions. Mm-hmm. We'll try to behave ourselves this year, but there's going to be a real astronaut there this year. Yeah, they're bringing in an astronaut. Very cool. Maybe you'll see a little selfie with me and the astronaut.
That would be I'd cool. like to see that. That'd be kind of cool. Make sure you pass that around. So when does this hit?
So this is actually tonight, right after this. Wow. It starts at 6:30 and it goes to 12 a.m. So, Wow. Yes. And they have their infamous Moscow Mule bar. Like, all you can drink Moscow Mules. See, now you see why we get in a little bit of trouble with the silent auction.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Moscow Mule Bar.
So this starts at 6:30. It goes to midnight. So what kind of things go on there? Have you been before?
Yeah, we did. We actually went last year. Lots of food. Lots of great food. You know, science-themed food. Fun stuff like rocket pops and stuff like that. And then, like I said, the Moscow Mule Bar. They're going to have their big silent auction. Lots of cool stuff on the silent auction. So to raise money for the Science Center. Good cause.
Of course. All right. So a little education as well as a Moscow Mule or two. Sounds like a great time.
Good combination. I don't know how much I'll remember of the education from, but yeah, anyway, you got
now,
it.
Now.
Okay, well, if you're not headed there, if you're going to a different direction, you can head to Fridays at the Fountain at West Glen Town Center. This is pretty cool. They do this every Friday over the summer, but I don't think I've mentioned it before. Tonight at 6:30 as well. Admission is free. They light up the fountain. They have food trucks. Yeah, fun stuff. You know, just another place to go listen to music on a Friday night. This one is the West Glen Town Center one.
Okay.
Yes, I think Jordan Creek's is on Sunday. So, you know, you can go West Glen on Friday, Jordan Creek on Sunday. You know how it goes. Somewhere to go every night of the week.
There is some, you know, and that's one of the things about you. I don't know how you fit all this stuff in. You are everywhere.
I know. I mean, there might be more than one of me because you might see me in a few places at once. People have said that. But it's all in good fun.
I'm
and
sure.
Love it. Let's see. Oh, Nightfall on the River is also tonight. It's doors open at 7 o'clock. Show starts at 8. So you can make a couple of these events tonight. You can head over to see the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band at Nightfall.
No way. Come on. Are they coming? Really?
Yeah.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Great group.
Yep, and they'll be at the Simon Estes Riverfront Amphitheater, like always. Yeah, cost starts at $25 for that. Good event. Let's see. Oop, you can also catch one of the last Iowa Cubs games of the season. You know, they're getting ready to wrap up now. It's almost September.
I thought they already played the last game. So we got another game?
Yeah, we've got one tonight. Actually, there's two this weekend. This one has fireworks after the game. Yeah, so they're playing the Sacramento River Rats this weekend with fireworks after the game. Yeah, today, 7:05 p.m.
And is there another game?
There is. Tomorrow, 7:05 as well. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. Yep, but no fireworks tomorrow. No, just tonight. This is one that I bet a lot of the Iowa yogis will be at, the Iowa Yoga Festival. Yes, yoga.
Is that what you call people that do yoga, yogis?
That's right.
I see.
Okay. Learned a new word today, yeah. Yogi. Mm-hmm. That's what they're called, I think. At least my friend Stacy tells me that.
Okay.
She likes yoga.
Do you yogi?
I've tried it a couple times, but I look really awkward when I do it, so I try to refrain, you know.
Yeah, the dancing blossom pose or something like that.
I get maybe to the downward dog, and that's about it. I try to refrain. But if you are into yoga, if you are a yogi, you can go to the Iowa Yoga Festival. That's at Wells Fargo Arena, and that's like all weekend long. They've, you know, started today at 7 a.m., and you can show up tomorrow at 7 a.m. and do yoga, and on Sunday, and it only costs you $185 to go.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. To go to a yoga, what? $185?
Well, it says between $185 and $295 for this event, so it must be something good.
They better be curing something for that kind of money. That's, wow.
Yes, you'll be an expert yogi when you leave.
So, I'll go to the game. All right.
Okay, anywho, here's one that actually has been going on for a couple of years now, but I'm just finding out about it. It's the 6th annual Sidewalk Chalk Flood. Yes, Sidewalk Chalk Flood. This is tomorrow morning, Saturday, August 29th. Come celebrate the hopes and dreams of youth and adults by flooding the sidewalks near the Papa John Education Center with sidewalk chalk art. So there's going to be a flood of people flooding the the streets with sidewalk chalk. There's also going to be music and activities, games, and family-friendly celebration. It's open to the public in Western Gateway Park.
When does that start?
That is tomorrow, 9 a.m., Saturday the 29th at 9 a.m., and that's a free festival, so something to do on a Saturday morning, yeah. Or you can go to the Tomato Festival.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Are we going to cut them, eat them, stomp on them, or what?
Oh, better than that. Okay, so this is at the Ted Lair Design Build and Garden Center in Cumming. Yes. I went to this last year. This was a very fun event.
Of course you did.
I did. So there's going to be tomato tastings of 20-plus different varieties of tomatoes. So basically you can taste tomatoes. There's going to be a salsa contest. Yes. You can actually enter this contest. So you can contact them and enter, or you can just go and taste. Duh, what do you think I'll be doing? Yeah. And Chef Vincent from Johnny's Italian Steakhouse in West Des Moines will be there demoing tomato foods and sampling. Yes. This is at the Ted Lair Design Build and Garden Center, the Tomato Festival, tomorrow from 9 to 2 in Cumming.
So you go to Cumming. Now, how much does that cost, $185 to get in?
Better, it's free.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a free tomato festival. Eat tomatoes, do yoga for $195. I mean, with the free tomatoes. Yeah, so this sounds great. And they're going to have a live band playing music. I mean, this is like a fun event for free. All the tomatoes you can eat.
Right.
Yeah, fun stuff.
You say tomato, I say tomato. You say no.
It's only the words that end in R that I say different, remember?
Right, yeah.
Oh, also, Ingersoll Live is this weekend. Big
time.
Big event. This is just grown and grown. It's on Ingersoll Ave between 28th and 29th Street. This is also tomorrow, Saturday, 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Approximately 10,000 people come out for live music, bounce houses, vendor booths, and yummy food from all area businesses.
Does that cost $185 to go?
Free!
Yeah!
Yes! Let's see. Yoga, free music. Okay, I'm in. Don't put it down, Michael.
Yogis are probably, they're going to probably start pitching stones. Do yogis pitch stones at radio studios? I wonder. I don't know.
I'm going to guess not. Wouldn't be good, yogi whatever you call it. Yeah. I remember I was doing yoga once, like one of the two times that I did it, and the woman was telling me something about like loosening my heart, and I was like, my heart is not what needs to be loose right now. I'm like, there are other things that I need to soften up here, not my heart. So I was getting a little angry, and I think that's against what we're supposed to do. Anyway, okay, back to events. The Lucas Oil Championship Cup Series Finals at Knoxville Raceway. Mm-hmm. If you like watching those cars go in circles, this is the event for you. This is 6:45 tomorrow, so if you're not at Ingersoll Live, if you're not doing yoga, if you're not eating tomatoes, you can go see some cars drive around in circles.
There you go.
Good stuff, yes. Ooh, here's a fun one. Very fun. All right. And different. Okay. The Hindu Temple and Cultural Center is having their 10th annual Summerfest. Now, this sounds really cool. Also not $185. Also free. There'll be fun for the whole family. Come try Indian food and desserts. Buy some custom jewelry and gifts. There'll be henna painting, a bouncy house, games, pony rides, and music. All at the Hindu Temple and Cultural Center in Madrid.
I know exactly where that is. It is such a strange thing. You're going down that road, near Madrid, and all of a sudden you look if you're going north, you look over to your left and there's this Hindu temple there. You go, what? Right in the middle of a cornfield. It's just really right. bizarre. But yeah. So this is an opportunity for folks to go experience mm-hmm. the Hindu temple in Mattar. Oh, that yes. sounds like great
you're
fun.
You're by that cornfield and seen it and you're like, what is going on there? And you want to check it out. Tomorrow is your chance. 5:30 p.m. Saturday, 5:30. The Hindu Temple and Cultural Center 10th Annual Summerfest.
I'm there.
Awesome. Yeah, that would be a good one to.
Great.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. And then the last one I have for you here is the Warren County Farm Tour.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, that is this Sunday. That is this Sunday. And this is you know, really grown and grown. And this is from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Also, guess how much?
$185.
Also free. It says, life on the farm is fascinating. Take the Warren County Farm Tour to enjoy the bounty of nature and the hospitality of 9 farms. So this is like, it's just what the name says. It's a tour of 9 Warren County farms. And you can go and buy things and sample things and talk to the farmers that make the things and grow the things and all that kind of farm stuff. And just a really fun day if you want to. I mean, this is, kids love this. Go to see the animals, try samples. I mean, this is great. A great way to know your farmer.
If I remember correctly, I think I saw something about it online. Don't take your pets, though. Yeah, it's just kind of dogs and stuff. Yeah, it's probably not a good idea. But the Warren County Farm Tour, this is going to be a big thing. And then later on this fall is the farm tour. It's called Farm Crawl.
Yes, the Farm Crawl. That's a fun one too, definitely. Yeah, I'll definitely tell you all about that when it comes closer to that one. But, start off with the Warren County one, see how you like it, and then you'll want to meet every farmer in Iowa.
All of them. Thank you, Cheryl.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Cheryl Tessier, ladies and gentlemen, from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. Thanks for all kinds of stuff to do this weekend and beyond here in the Des Moines Metro. We got to scoot out of here. It is a nigh on time for CBS News. So we got to rock and roll. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, that would be Tyler and Jimmy Olson, the voice of Insight on Business. Mary Sayers, the liaison between us and our advertising agency. Let's see. Mark McDowell, the program director for 1350 KRNT. Also, Sheena Danzer, who was in earlier to talk about the events going on in none other than Windsor Heights. And our own Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Would you please be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.